If we allow our thoughts to linger on things such as the national debt, the condition of the environment, and the increase of violence toward even our most innocent, and the looming moral bankruptcy of our culture, we can get pretty discouraged. The situation only compounds when we add our personal issues to these corporate ones. Life can be rough. When marriages fail, bank accounts run low, friendships end, or the everyday demands of a fast-paced life get us down, sometimes we feel the ground shaking beneath our feet. Living in such an unstable world can give us a propensity to worry. Other choices of fear, doubt, and bitterness call us to select their posture when life gets overwhelming. Yet God offers us another choice. Through Him, we can dare to hope. Not in the government, our family, a job, or even the church. God calls us to surrender our wills to His and rest our hope in Him alone. Sometimes I get moving through life at a breakneck pace and forget to be daring with hope. I command the calendar, devote time to work and ministry, juggle the kids' schedule, do some laundry, take care of other chores and errands, make plans for dinner, check in with friends, and then get up tomorrow and start all over again. I need a caution light as I'm racing through life to wake me up and say, slow down and pay attention. I got one of these wake-up calls one day while driving. Instead of a caution light, I got a caution bump. I had just dropped my girls off at a school activity and was on my way home. Earlier, I had dumped out my purse on the passenger seat, frantically looking for something I needed at a moment's notice. Now I was stopped at a red light, and I leaned over to put things back in my purse. Suddenly, I felt a huge jolt as my van bumped into the minivan in front of me. I slammed the brake down hard, backed up, and went to talk to the woman in front of me. Thankfully, there was no damage to either car, but as I finished the short drive home, I was a little shaken. How could my foot have let up on the brake without me even realizing it? I was so caught up in my task that I slowly let the car slide forward without even being aware of what I was doing. I laughed with God as I thought about what He was showing me. I need to pay attention to really important things instead of letting a small distraction put me in danger of hurting myself and others. This is so true in my spiritual life too. The minutiae of day-to-day life, as well as the trials that so frequently present themselves, put me in danger of missing the hope in God's plans for me. A similar wake-up call came in my life several years ago as I studied the book of Jeremiah and discovered the words of the prophet echoing into my life and our culture with great relevance. This prophet found himself in a nation known for materialism, economic crisis, political globalization, and religious plurality. Sound familiar? Much of the content in this book is drawn from the lessons God taught me as I wrote the Bible study, Jeremiah, Daring to Hope in an Unstable World, which continues to be going strong because hope is something we still desperately need in our world today. And there are no signs that is going to change. My prayer is that by sharing these insights in this new format, God's message of hope will reach even more people. Each chapter ends with a Dare to Hope challenge, and there are scripture memory verses and practical helps at the end of the book. A number of years ago, Francis Schaeffer said it this way, "What then should be our message in such a world, to the world, to the church, and to ourselves? We don't have to guess what God would say about this because there was a period of history, biblical history, which greatly parallels our day. That is the day of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah and the book of Lamentations show how God looks at a culture."